Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach as we conclude chapter 22 with verse 27. Who will set a guard over my mouth, an effective seal on my lips, that I may not fail through them, and my tongue may not destroy me? In a world filled with noise and distractions, it can be easy to lose sight of the importance of daily reflection and connection with the Holy Trinity. This poem serves as a reminder of the power and guidance that comes from immersing oneself in the Word of God, praying unceasingly over everything you do, and boldly proclaiming the truth of Christ as the only path to salvation. By being Spirit-led, God-inspired, and Christ-fed, we are able to navigate life with purpose and conviction, guided by the divine presence that seals our mouths and hearts in service to Him. As we strive to live a life aligned with the teachings of the Holy Trinity, may we always remember the importance of daily devotion, constant communication with God through prayer, and boldly proclaiming the truth of Christ to the world. By allowing ourselves to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, and Christ-fed, we are able to walk in faith and obedience, knowing that our words and actions are guided by divine wisdom and love. Let us continue to seek the presence of the Holy Trinity in all that we do, trusting in their seal over our mouths to lead us towards heaven and eternal life. Amen. Enjoy the poem. Four stanzas. It's titled, Lips Seal Effective, Holy Trinity. In the presence of the Almighty Three, God, His Son, and the Holy Ghost decree, they set a guard over my mouth, sealing it tight, so my words may not lead me into wrongful plight. With a seal on my lips, I surrender all. To the divine will, I heed the call. For my tongue can be a weapon, sharp and cruel. But with their protection, I am no longer a fool. I trust in their wisdom, their guidance divine, knowing that through them my words will always shine. In surrender to God, His Son, and the Holy Ghost, I find peace and solace. In them I eternally boast. So let me speak only words of love and grace, and let my tongue not be a stumbling place. For with their guard over my mouth, I am free to live in surrender to the Holy Trinity. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany as she continues to battle brain cancer. And we pray for special intentions today. Lord, you know what they are. Deep in our heart, we always have special things that we communicate with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And He knows what they are as we close ourselves in that inner room and pray to Him in secret. And He will reward you in secret. Amen. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And in my poem comes from the integral look at the verse 27 of Sirach 22, one stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Destroyed Not by Tongues Prosperity. Mouth mine, guard who? Lips mine, seal effectively. Them through, fail not blue. Destroyed not by tongue's prosperity. Yeah. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 11, 2024. We're recording this morning bright and early at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Every now and then we have to mention that our Godcast is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. Click on the Donate tab and you can learn our statement for the state of Florida. You know, when our fundraising helps those who are in prison, those who are transitioning out of prison, we help them in various needs with clothes and whatnot. This help is tax deductible, and our ministry, you know, only raises less than $5,000 a year, and it's a little bit to help a whole lot. Amen. So thanks for your help in supporting our ministry as we close today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Love you, Tony. And God bless you. You in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. 7:33. I love you.